Myself, Pastor E. Yes, walk by faith and not by sight. Today, Man Up the Movement is simply being described. Oh my God, I'm excited tonight. We have a return subject, and I'm just so boiled up about it. But yes, Man Up the Movement simply means now is my time to fight. Yes, I'm taking personal responsibility for my own life, and yes, no longer relying on my personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. And yes, my steps are ordered by the Lord. I'm walking in purpose with God, holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change and growth. I am no longer operating with the double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrow. I am called according to my purpose, and I am the God in me through Christ Jesus, and I claim it today in Jesus' name. Welcome to Man Up the Movement. Yes, we started this last week, and we had a couple of dynamic guests on board that were willing to share and get into the depth, and it almost went like a boxing match, because when men to get together, those egos and those our own ways of thinking, and a lot of times we're saying the same thing, but our own ways of thinking lead us to think we're not on agreement. I was so glad that last weekend we were able to share our own perception and our own perception of things that we can now see that we're really talking about the same thing. It's just from another way. And what we're talking about, our subject tonight, is how do we men of God hold ourselves accountable? I want to use that word, ourselves, without judgment. And it went back and forth. Well, you can't call somebody out without being in judgment. And I had to get in on that conversation because I said, well, no, the Bible says that, first of all, we're supposed to confess to one another. And when you confess to one another, you first got to know how to trust one another. But the most important ingredient that we're going to talk about before we even get in it, and I see tonight that our guests that were supposed to be on board aren't here, but the line is blown up. We got people all over on the internet. We got you on the line. If you want to get in this discussion, we need to call that number, 319-527-6173, so you can interact with the conversation. Or if you just want to sit there in the comfort of your home or your computer, sit there as you are already logged in online and enjoy. And if you're one of our covenant partners that couldn't make it tonight live, you know you'll be listening to the archives. Please enjoy. But, you know, I had to look at that, family, and before I want to set the foundation, because last week it was Pastor Dwayne's night, and he went forward in his word was convicting, which it should have been. But someone took it as not convicting, but as condemning. And there's a difference between conviction and condemning. Now, when you confess to one another, that first of all knows that you must trust the person you're dealing with, that they can be allowed in your business. People know right now, don't call me. Don't get me in your business. Don't tell me what's going on if you're not willing for me to get in your business. Now, that's not getting on Facebook and throwing you under the bus or talking about how you're operating business. Oh yeah, I had some people attack me today, but thank God that he's in control. But that you can be in accordance with yourself, and that you know that before I could ever do anything with you, for you, or around you, I have to know how to do it for myself. See, this walk as a man, and I know we have plenty of covenant partners of females on the board tonight or on the line tonight, but I just say to all of us as men, it starts with us to become accountable. It starts with us to say, you know what, I am going to be the one to do the right thing. I'm not going to wait for somebody else to tell me. I'm not going to wait for somebody else to remind me. I am not going to wait for somebody else to wake me up to go to work. Somebody ought to say hallelujah on that, because when we learn to love ourselves, I guarantee you there are 75% of the brothers that may be on this broadcast tonight or listening in some kind of form or fashion that still don't know how to love themselves. I know we want to talk about how do we hold ourselves accountable without judgment? It first starts with me. I cannot judge. Bible says, judge or you'll be judged. Talk and you'll be talked about. And do as you sow, so shall you reap. See, it really gets down to it that we cannot even do a group discussion until we did a one-on-one, man-on-man, face-to-face discussion with ourselves and God. And then you can be convicting and you can be accountable. Because now you know you're not accountable to man, but you're accountable to God. You don't need a conviction from God, because God will not convict you. God will correct you. But we want to sometimes go into the other level of correcting people to now get them to be convicted on their own. And that is not the right way to go. We run so many people off. I mean, just think about it. How it was for you when you got into it and you wanted to be accountable. So you started opening up the doors and letting people in and letting people know more about you than anyone else could. Because see, to rebuke without judgment, some people say it's not possible. See, the Bible is clear that we are to hold fellow believers accountable, but it needs to be done in the main ingredient, and that is love. See how things always fall back to God, you know, God is love. Everything God has done, and if you serve God and if you honor God, you do it because you know that God loves you and you love God. Galatians 1 says, brethren, even if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Each one look into yourselves so that you too will not be tempted. See, when we notice a believer struggling, we have to know they just like we used to be. And now it's something I can do to help them not go through so many long struggles. Isn't it one brother out there with me tonight that says, man, I wish somebody would have stopped me in my foolishness. See, I couldn't even get caught up in that because I didn't want you in my foolishness. I'm not going to bring you into my. So for so many years, I was in so much turmoil because I would not confess. Oh, yeah, I confess to God. Forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. But that's that old repetitious forgiveness. I'm sorry. I wish I could have, would have, should have. No, accountability is when I say, you know what, before I go there, I'm going to stop myself. So when I do go to God, I'm saying, God, thank you for giving me the strength to climb that mountain. Oh, don't move them. I love one of Two Crooks songs called Pharisee. He says, Lord, don't move my mountains, but give me the strength to climb. See, when we notice a believer struggling, we know it's something out of God's will. We know that it's not that person. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness. Even though the flesh man is going through something, it's not the flesh it's the spirit that's in control, it's the flesh. And we have to know the differential that we wrestle not against the flesh. So I can't argue with you for your wrongs, but I can connect with you in the spirit that we agree that, hey, my brother, I believe in you. But this is going, no, I just believe in you. You can do it. But I want to tell you about, no, let's not talk about your problems. Let's talk about your belief. Let's talk about that when you believe in accountability, you'll walk in accountability. When you believe in structure, you'll live by structure. Watch this. When you learn principle, you'll follow principle. What's principle mean? You do what you're supposed to do, just like the alphabet. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. That's the alphabet. It started from A and it ends at Z. You can't go to P to Z. You can't go from Z to D. You can't go from B to L. You got to go from A to Z. See, that's what it is. Oh my God. Thank you, Jesus. That's what it is when we hold ourselves accountable, is that we follow the rule. Yes, we follow the rule that it's not our will, but it's God's will be done. Oh, hallelujah. We follow the rule that we shouldn't be afraid to tell somebody that is God's will. But I want to share five little things before we get into the discussion. Five little easy ways to confront fellow brothers. Number one, you got to ease into it. You cannot be, you know what? I don't care how loving and how believing we get, you can't run up in no brother face trying to tell him, man, you know, do. I tell you one thing right now, you might have a fight on your hands. Number one thing is we need to ease into it. See, the worst thing to do on starting off a conversation is mentioning what you're talking about. You don't want to go straight into the conversation of sin. We're supposed to be family. We're supposed to be brothers. We're supposed to be compassionate believers in Jesus. Oh no, not just what we used to be, but we are a different core now. It's about talking about something serious. having a conversation that's more than just small talk or finding a little way. It's something that we are going to be, watch this, particular about. So one would say, now someone can receive from you better with an ease than they can with a hard hand. We got to ease into it. Take it easy. Take it easy. Number two, find a comfortable place. It might be right after the broadcast. Holy Spirit moving. Hey, man, I got something on my heart. Man, God told me, can you call me after the broadcast? Bruh, check this out, man. I don't know what you're going through, what do, but I know God got us connected. I'm here for you. Find a comfortable place. Man, can we go to the game? Let's go shoot the ball. Don't talk before the game because you're going to get an elbow. He might try to slam on you. He might trip you. He's going to foul you a lot. Wait till after the game, but go somewhere comfortable, something that you guys enjoy. And I say, I really brought up the broadcast because a lot of us live in different different states. And there's some brothers out there in countries. I'm not excluding you either. But a lot of us in different states that we don't see each other than through Facebook and through live videos and stuff like that. The network is a comfortable place. We got a green room. We can talk one-on-one. You say, man, I got something I need to tell you about somebody else. Don't put yourself out there. But let's be in an understanding position. And a lot of times, watch this. When you find a comfortable place, you don't have to say nothing. My God. The brother will already say, you know what? I got to release this to you. Let me confess my sins to you. Now, you haven't done it yet. And most people say, I don't have to confess because I haven't done it. I just thought about it. If you didn't know this, then you're going to know tonight. You sin in your mind before you ever do it in the past out there. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. When you think in your mind that you're crazy, you ain't got to act crazy. You're already crazy. When you think in your mind, I can't do it. I'm sorry. I'm sick. I'm this. You will become sick, sorry, and everything else you put in your mind. But you have to first know you can do it, and someone else is there to support you to do it. Number three, make it clear I'm not judging you. I want to have a conversation. I use this. I'm going to give up a free one on one of my counseling principles. Is this, can you just sit down while I talk to myself? Because I got some stuff I'm going through, and I need somebody just to be there that I can really be true with myself. Brother, look at me and say, I came for counseling. Well, I need counseling first. And then we go through this. It ends up being kind of a joyous time, but it really lets us first know that I'm just like you. I'm not judging you. I just been there. And I got a little bit more knowledge for you that you don't have to go there. See, that's the big thing about us is that we'd rather see somebody to go there and then catch them. Instead of saying, no, my bro. Hold on, let me just go, whoop, in love. You are about to wreck. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I was in the same car with the same gas, with the same passengers, with the same mindset. And let me tell you what happened to me. Crashed. You can avoid that wreck right now. Without any judgment. See, because unless you done walked on water, how's you going to tell somebody else to part the sea? I'm just saying, that part. You know, we always want to tell somebody to do something, but we have not experienced it. If you have not walked on water or you have not parted sea, stay on the boat just like everybody else. But those that have been through that, my brothers, I'm telling you, that's what we need. Those of you that have been through it, tell me about it. I was talking to a friend today. He was just sharing. I just called. We had talked in a minute, and I got to sharing, and he said, wow, whoa, that's an agreement with what I already been hearing. I didn't ask him from where he'd been hearing it. I didn't ask him who told him, because I know that everything that is good comes from God. And you got to talk the talk and walk the walk. Number four. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, Pastor E on one tonight. Number four, check your motives. Pray. That's all I got to say. Check your motives. Don't overthink the situation. Don't get too holy to now. Pray. Because believe me, even when I am, and I have a lot of people that I'm connected with in covenant that just want to have a conversation. They call it mentoring. Well, I'll accept that. But all I can do is try to sow in to somebody better than I had. by giving them the knowledge that I wish I would have heard from someone else, or I would have been conscious. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit, that I would have been conscious enough to listen. But like I said, some people's delivery will make you run right away. Some people's motives will make you run right away. Pray, not my will, but your will be done. I know you put this brother in my life. I know you got us in covenant for a purpose, but it's still not my will, but your will be done. And number five, use God's word, not yours. Stop giving your own opinion. That's why you got a bunch of us, and I'm not throwing bricks or rocks. I might step on a toe or twist a pinky or whatever. But let me put it like this. A lot of people want to do us for people to do things our way. Use God's word. You can't go wrong. When I'm telling you about you, I'm not telling you what I think of you. I'm telling you what the word of God says. And then I let you marinate it to say, "Ooh, that was designed for me." That's what I just love to just speak in general. In general, that everybody can say, you know what? Oh, that fit me. And you didn't have to acknowledge it or everything. That now you know that what God is saying is for all of us to go to another level. That goes from the youngest person to the oldest person to the middle person. God is saying you can do it, but you got to do it on your own. He don't want to beat you. He don't want to chastise you. God does not want to punish you. But guess what? You're punishing yourself. I was telling my grandson the other day, I say, look, did that hurt? Yeah. Did I do it? Yes. No, I didn't. I say, you did that to yourself. Because how many times did I say, these are the consequences that come from you not listening? And at the end of the final not listening, what happened? Consequences. See, there are consequences to not listening, to being in out of agreement. See, problems, any problem that you come up against, I guarantee you the results are pain or suffering. And it can be pain and suffering, but it can be either one or the other, pain or suffering when you deal with problems. See, a problem is when you try to do it on your own. A problem is not when you trust in God. A problem is when you trust yourself. And a problem is when you try to tell somebody what to do off of what you want them to do instead of what the word of God says. You cannot pick out the parts of the Bible you want to hear. You cannot exclude anything out of the word of God. Ultimately, my job, your job, is to point people to the truth. Not my truth, not your truth, but God's truth. We should always go back to his word, especially when confronting someone. See, you got to show them that what God's word says, then let the Holy Spirit do the rest. Oh, we just got to plant the seed. See, we bring people to repentance. It's just to plant those seeds of truth that will be watered by God. This is the hard thing for most and the multitude of speakers around today, that they don't want to listen themselves. I cannot hear what I can't listen to. I can't understand what I cannot listen to. How can I get an understanding, a revelation, or a dynamic principle to share with myself if I am not willing to listen? See, a lot of us don't even understand we are just alike because we don't even listen to each other. That goes back to that number one ingredient, love. Love conquers all. Love covers a multitude of sin. Love is the ultimate unifying principle that if we really want to relate with God, see, it still begins with God, my brother. We get ready to open the lines up. Oh, yes. Five, use God's words. Four, check your motives. Three, make it clear you're not judging. Two, find a comfortable place to talk. And number one, ease into it. Because guess what? God wants us to hold each other accountable. Bible says in James chapter 5, it says, if anyone, okay, so my sisters, we know we're talking about you too, but if anyone among you is suffering, let him pray. Is anyone among him, anyone cheerful? Let him sing songs. See, it begins with you. If you sick, you got to pray before you call me. If you praise it, you got to praise before you call me and your mama, your sister, and everybody else. You have to want to start the ball rolling. Because watch this. Let him, then he says, if anyone among you is sick, let him call for the elders of the church and let him pray, let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. And the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Watch this. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. See, avails means you got some, you're starting to see some productivity. See, me holding you accountable is not me trying to get right. Me holding accountable is trying to see right. And yes, we can. Yes, we can. See, we just got some little principles right there as brothers on how we can hold each other accountable. But the number one thing in closing, you got to want to be accountable. The ball starts with me. I must do better now. The ball starts with you. You must do better now. Stop pointing fingers. Stop calling people. No, stop. Start getting in the mirror and holding yourself accountable. Then other people will see through the example of Christ, because he wasn't nothing but the trigger of accountability. My God, he wasn't nothing but the essence of love. He wasn't nothing but the purity of God, the sovereignty of God, to tell you today you can do it. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't sit down. Wake up. Get up. Oh, yeah. Get ready for tomorrow morning. Wake up. Get up and move in your purpose and move in it now. I want to open up the lines for my brothers out there. Let's talk. Come on. Let's get into it. How can we? What God has given me, he's given me. But what is giving you? What can you connect? What can you put into this thing today that someone that couldn't understand how I put it, say they heard how you put it? See, that's what the different conversations is good about, is that other people hear you and the way you talk, it works. Other people hear me, it works. Other people, you hear you, it works. Let's cut the veil. Let's take away the titles. No, go and keep, you know, don't, I'm not saying as far as what you're doing in your profession and things like that, but I'm talking about here in the fellowship of Man of the Movement. Let's just be one. And let's share. The lines are open right now. Dial one will bring you into this conversation. Man of the Movement, how do we hold ourselves accountable without judgment? We want to hear from you tonight. Don't make me throw you under the bus, because I will. I knew you'd be the first one. My brother, Pastor Jay, James Hudson from James Hudson and Showtime. How are you, my brother?
Bless you, man. Bless you, brother. Boy, I tell you. Yeah, you on it tonight, man. You're just being plain and simple and straight to the point. And that's the way I like to hear. That is,
yes,
exactly,
sir,
the way I love to hear it, man. And we're trying to encourage these brothers through our testimony, not trying to sugarcoat anything. People need to know, they know that what they're going through. I don't care what you've experienced in life. Somebody's already been through it. It's just a lot of times we just think we're out there on a limb by ourselves. Or that we've done so much wrong or so much dirt that we just don't want to talk about it. We don't want anybody to know and those type of things. But that's why I love Man Up. So that's all it is, just confessing, man. We're just manning up, being real about it, and not pretending. Yeah, if you pretend, you know, it's nothing, like you said, there's nothing wrong with falling, man, but you got to be able to get up. And so in order to do that, you've got to be real with yourself, you know. And once you're able to do that, to be real with yourself, then you don't mind sharing your testimony, because it means that God has taken you from somewhere. He's bringing you out of something. And people need to know that, you know, that you've done some wrong in your life, you've made some mistakes. You're not trying to compare yourself to other people. It's just about you and the mistake that you made. I think one of the biggest things problems that I've seen with brothers, a lot of times we'll look at somebody else's life and say, well, you know, if this person, if the pastor can sleep around with some woman, or if they say Martin Luther King Jr. had a problem with women, or they said, you know, then maybe what I'm doing is not so bad. You know, he's kind of comparing your sins with from just talking with some brothers. I kind of see that that's what they're doing, maybe not even realizing that that's what they're doing. But we all know that sin is sin, no matter what it is that we call ourselves doing. That's what it is. But to be able to confess it, like you said, and trying to do what it's going to take to move on from it, because that's the big part. It's not trying to, you're not getting back into sin, because once you've gone through it, like you said, you can just think about these things, and that's where the trap is. And I think that's another reason why we don't have nearly as many of 100,000 brothers on this phone line right now, because we when you start saying things like that, speaking the word, like you said, not what I think. They tell me, you see, you're coming straight from the Bible. And a lot of times people have a problem with that. We have a problem with because that word he said is going to cut you like a two-edged sword. You ain't going to want to hear it because it's coming straight at you. It's coming straight. It's like God is talking directly to you. And that's how come people run from this. Because they don't want God to be talking directly to them. Like, oh, my God, you know, I was just thinking about it. Heading to the club, I was thinking about doing this, or I was just thinking about doing it, and now he's talking about. So they're getting that word. But you got to pull it. Like you said, this ain't none of me talking. This is the word. That's what it's meant for. It's meant to convict you. And if we want to be stronger, if we really, really want that relationship with God, we need that. We need that because that's what helps us. I mean, I can just imagine the things that I would have done in my life if not for the fear of God. You know what I'm saying? It ain't the fear of man. It ain't the fear of my mama. It wasn't the fear of my daddy. It was the fear of God. And so that's what has really helped me in my walk with God. It's just knowing, oh, my God, God has been so good to me. You know, he's come through for me so many times that even when I fallen short. And so that love for God that we have, that fear of God that we have, man, that's how come you got to keep that iron sharpening iron, brothers sharpening brothers, knowing, okay, we might fall, brother, but I'm going to pick you up along the way. We're going to run this track. You fall, I'm going to pick you up. If I fall, you pick me up. But we got to finish the race. That's the bottom line. And so that's why I'm just so happy, man, that God is using you in a mighty way to get that word out there, brother, because it's very much needed in this day and time that we find ourselves in. You know, we've got to find some men that are willing to man up. It's just really, really critical now for our families are concerned, for our communities are concerned. And so these words that you're just spewing out there, you don't know the people that you are helping. You don't know who's on this line, whose life you may have actually changed. And see, that's the beauty of all of this. You just don't know that there are people that many days that that might have been contemplating suicide or something, and you've encouraged them to live another day, to fight forward and to move on. And that's the beauty of just being a man of God. And the thing I really love about your message, is just that it's not like you can tell that you're not sugarcoating anything, that you're being real. And you know, you've confessed many times. You've got your own issues, you got your own faults. And that's the way people can respect you, and that's the way they can look up to you, because you're not trying to be like, oh, man, I'm all this great person, and I don't sin, and I don't have no problems. I got that used to be in the past. No,
because
a lot of people. I'm just saying, because some people will put on that front as if that's the way that they are. I'm just holding you then down, and I'm going to tell you what you're doing wrong, and you shouldn't be doing this, and you shouldn't be doing that. You know, you're going to call, and that's why a lot of men don't like to go to church. They don't like to sit in front of a pastor in his office in front of him, because you're coming straight at him as if, you know, I'm like, okay, so you don't have no fault, you know, none, you know, we're going to start the conversation off like you coming right at me about what I should be doing. And so, you know, that message, and so that's what I love about this. I mean, that's why I try to listen as much as I can on this broadcast, because it's coming from a real person that's been through some things. Like you said, you done been through, you know, you done been there, you done that, and you don't there's no shame about it. You just straight out, straight forward. Here it is, it's on a plate, and there it is. I'm not no perfect person, so don't even pretend to be. And I think that people will respect you. You know, and I know that they do, because I know I do. And there's a lot of, you know, I hang out with a lot of ministers and a lot of different people.
I appreciate you. Man.
But
hey, you know what? Don't make me sing to you tonight, because you know you had a birthday.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna put you out there, but I want our network to know that yesterday was James' birthday, and we celebrated him as many ways as we could. Man, I just know you're getting younger.
Yeah, man, I am getting younger, and, you know, and it really did my heart good to look at the messages on Facebook and stuff like that, you know, and people all on the same accord, you know, because I try to throw my little inspiration out there every day as much as I possibly can. But just to know that you live a life where you're trying to inspire people and, you know, not going one day you're blessing people and the next day you're cursing them out, so to speak.
That's right.
You know, just, go to my page and go back the next 4 or 5 years. You won't never see none of that negativity stuff on nobody for no reason, no how, because you just cannot be unstable like that and expect for people to respect you, man. It's just you know, that's not an easy thing, man, because you're dealing with everyday life situations and people will make you mad and angry and all that kind of stuff. But if you throw it out there like that, people go, oh, yeah, well, I thought he was this and I thought he was that. Now you're on that person that is or that is nephew or somebody. They got their issues too. You don't want to give that to the world to use against you. And so we have to be very, very careful the walk that we have. And when you take up this cross, man, you know, it's a light that's shining on it, you know.
You better be ready.
Yeah, you got to be ready.
That
little light that you carrying around with you everywhere you go, people are. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine everywhere I go. Well, everybody's looking at it too. That's the problem. No matter where you
that's
go, that light is gonna shine.
Don't get it twisted, people watching.
They're watching you everywhere you go, no matter where you are, and they will let you know that you just find yourself going some places that you ain't got no business going, and people will confront you, what you doing here, what's going on with that, you know, because they're watching you. Your life is a testimony, man, and you can say whatever you want to, but you know, when God has given you that anointing and then he's showing you that favor, people are going to watch you. They're looking to see if you're going to fall so that they can toss that brick down on top of you. And, hey, come on down here with us. Come you way up there, and then I need you to come back down here with me and the rest of us, so to speak. So I'm praying for you, man, and hopefully
man, appreciate you, man.
Continue to get you, man. Yeah, we love you. And I'll be calling you later because I got some stuff I'm working on, so I'll definitely be calling you about a big opportunity we got going here. So,
well, you know, I stay ready.
Yeah.
Stay ready.
Yeah, oh yeah, I know you do. Bless you, man.
All right, man. Love you, man.
Okay, no doubt.
All right, bless you. I want to give an opportunity to bring in our next guest, and his name is Zion the Lion. He's been listening to our conversation. He's here with his G Paw for the summer, and we want to see what he got out of this. And because he got close to me and asked, could he be a guest tonight? So we're gonna give him an opportunity to get in the conversation. How you doing, Zion?
Good.
So, did you hear everything we were saying?
Yes.
What'd you get out of it?
Don't do what people say, and just to focus on yourself and not let people get you in trouble or rule you, and yeah, that's it.
So, but did you get out of that? Who's accountable for who?
Myself.
Oh, really? You heard that part? So that means not your mommy and anybody else. It has to be you that's gonna be accountable.
Yes.
To do what? Good for who?
Me.
And for?
For God.
And then mommy gets done good. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. Okay. All right. So what would you do if you were talking to a friend and you said, and you could tell he was being angry and he was getting in a lot of trouble. Would you be mean to him, or how would you try to help somebody else to feel the same way?
I would talk to him and tell him like the kind of trouble that I used to get into and how he's just not by himself. We all got in trouble before. We all make mistakes.
But we can do what? Better when?
Now.
When?
Now.
When?
Now.
Go ahead and tell everybody. Say, hey, what's up, family?
What's up, family?
All right. We just want to give Zion opportunity. Anybody else want to give this conversation? We're going to take your calls right now. Go ahead and dial 1. We'll bring you into the conversation. Pastor D, what's up, my brother? Let's talk here on Man Up the Movement. How are you, my brother?
Man, I'm relaxing, man. I'm chilling. Just relaxing, man. You know, just listening to what you were saying, and you know, and also, you know, I just got done doing a video, man. You know, because we gotta have accountability of ourselves. You know, we can't keep blaming everybody, man. And we gotta get out that frame of mind, because we put to say, well, he made it, or she made me do this, or he made me do this. We gotta get out of that frame of mind, man. Because first of all, if we're talking about Bible, God is an example for us. And you notice that the disciples, they didn't have a perfect, but I don't get what we don't understand, Apostle. They also had wives and kids. We don't hear that part. We don't hear about when the disciples followed Christ. No, they was married. They had wife and kids. But what they was doing, they was obedient. You know, they wasn't arrogant. You know, God was teaching them how to love. You know, you said something that caught me. You know, I'm talking about brother in Christ. Now, for me to go out and try to, you know, because we all come from, you know, we from the world. We have worldly mentality. We have worldly understanding, but also we have kingdom minded. So, for me to see somebody crying and all that kind of stuff, you know, it's my duty, or it's something inside me want to embrace that brother or that sister and speak words of overcomer. You know, I know this happened to you, but you're able to overcome that. That's understandable. But as a brother, as a flip side, we in Christ, we have to have the same frame of mind, man. You can't just, because the brother fell out of grace, you can't be ready to kill him. How you going to throw stones at him if you just show the ungodly person compassion? But yet, here's your brother just fell out of grace, and you ready to crucify him. You know, it got to be the same love for each other, man. You know, you got to be spiritual. You know, he said be spiritual and earthly, you know. You got to have a balance. Can't be too spiritual where you can't, you know, you can't be too carnally minded than what you understand. So I understand what you're saying, man, and I get that, man. You know, but as the body of Christ, we got to quit making excuses. We got to quit making excuses as the body of Christ. I know the Bible. I know you was coming out saying, you know, don't be judged, or you be judged. Judge me. Judge me. Because he says, you know, then you can know if I'm true. Because he said, know the spirit, judge the spirit, or however you want to put it, judge me. Because I should have an open book. My life should somehow have an example of Christ. I ain't perfect like him, but some parts of my life should be like Christ. Judge me, because I'm supposed to be the light of the world. How can I be the light of the world and I got darkness in me? You know, or I can't be judged. No, judge me. Why? Because judge to see if the spirit in me is true of God. You know, a lot of folks are, don't be judging me. No, you're taking in the carnal mind. You're not taking in the spiritual mind. The Bible, we're supposed to be judged. But you know, a brother out is not in the church. I understand you can't be up there talking to him. That man don't know nothing about God. How you gonna be talking to you? He don't have a clue. But the household of faith has a clue. And so we supposed to be the ones that go and embrace that brother. Bring him back to grace. Get him strength. Speak to him. Let him know. Yeah, you made a mistake. Paul says the best. When I was a child, I did childish things. But once I became a man, I did man things. I take it that God just gave me that. That's the Holy Ghost. Once I was a carnal minded in the world, I did worldly things. You can't tell me how to live. You can't tell me how to do this and do that. I do worldly things. But once I got grace, once I became into the body of Christ, once God gave me the Holy Ghost, now I got to act like I got some common sense. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is common sense. He said, love and kindness have I drawn thee. Don't act all super saved. Come on, man. You bumped your head a couple, few times. You know, you weren't always right. You weren't always together. You bumped your head a couple, few times. It was just the grace and mercy that kept you. It was just the grace and mercy to teach you how to stay focused. You know, everybody ain't born to be a eunuch, you know, but some of us that struggling, we struggling for perfection. We're not there yet, because if we're there yet, he called us on like Enoch. God might as well say, you, the world can't fool you. There's no temptation in the world for you, so you might as well come on home. But God is able to keep us. So the body of Christ, we shouldn't have that same language anymore. That language is supposed to change. Now, why? Because there's some brothers out there that are struggling. They're struggling how to treat their wives right. They're struggling how to be a father to their kids. They're struggling how to keep a job. They're struggling to come out and tell a person, well, I don't know how to read. They're struggling. Why? Because they don't see truth. Once they see truth and they see you walking it, talking it, and really believing it, then their faith can be built up. Why? Because you're more wise than I. We're not pointing fingers, but I know in my line of defense, you know, I mean, my line of defense here, man, I was rest undone, man. I was messed up, man. But until I went to a meeting, man, and I seen brothers crying out, and I'm wondering what they're crying out for, and they're giving their testimonies, and they're saying this, and they're saying that. But not only telling me their testimony, but they're walking it out, man. They're living according to their standards. They mouth just not talking. They're walking what they're talking. And I was able to follow that. I was able to say, well, he can do it, I can do it. If he can overcome, I can overcome. Why? Because our thing is now. How is that now? Because I've seen something that I never seen before. You know, how you going to tell me how to stop being a bruiser of myself when I don't see you doing better? If you beating yourself up, what makes you think I ain't going to beat myself up? But if you show me ways not to beat myself up and how to take care of myself, then I'm going to do that, man. Why? Because I see some results. We got to start showing results of what we're doing. That's why our testimony. We can't hold back on our testimony. This thing here that you be doing on this Man Up and Man on the Movement, we can't stop that. Like Showtime just said, there's some people listening to us that almost want to take a bottle of pills, man, because the world has got so much pressure on them that they can't take it no more. But no, the world, they get all kind of pressure on you, they want you. But God is able to keep you. God is able to sustain you. God is able to pick you up. Why? Because they hear, man, I was about to commit suicide, but God showed up. God did this. God did that. That's what brothers need to hear, man. They don't need to hear this grabby stuff, man. I'm so tired of this these soft messages, man. You know, it's a shame that the body of Christ. Because I know when I got it raw. But it's a shame the way we giving these rinky dink messages, man. And then you know what they're gonna do? Oh, that brother, he's soft. And what are they gonna do? Go out and do the same? We gotta be real, man. We gotta be transparent, man. And how to be transparent? You gotta be transparent by the Word of God. Because I can't tell you nothing if I'm not letting the Word of God help me to tell you. Because, see, then you're going to start worshiping me. Now you're going to start following me. I'm not your leader. Hold, slow up, Jim Shoe. Jesus Christ is your leader. I'm just a mannequin. You know, he's just molding and shaping me. He's just using me like when you go into the store, the mannequin. They dress them and put all kind of clothes on them so they can look that part. And that's all I am. I'm just a mannequin where God can show his image in me, man. And so I appreciate how you share these themes and how you keep this talk show going, because somebody got to hear you. Somebody got to get it real, man. People are tired, man. They down left and right, man. Brothers don't even want to go home to their wives. They don't even want to be in their marriages no more. Why? Because somebody don't told them, man, that, man, it's great on the grass is green on the other side. And you lied to that brother, man. That brother, all he did is he probably did something that he could have corrected, but we want to tell him the grass is green on the other side. No, you go make amends. Step up. Be responsible for what you have done, and don't do it no more. How do you not do it no more? Like he said, a sinner is just a sinner. You can't, you know, if you read it in the book of Romans tell you that. A sin person gonna do what sin does. What sin does? What he do? That's what he do. A sinner gonna do what a sinner do. Until he come out of that environment, then he'll change his habitat. But if you're just a sinner, a sinner gonna do what a sinner gonna do, man. a player gonna do what a player gonna do, man. There's nothing that you can check. You can give him all this and that until he see results. Results that change people, man. And that's how we be changed. We be changed by results. So I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity. I'm thankful. I'm hoarse because, like I said, I just got through I'm talking about, you know, that it's got to be a different. And that's what you're talking about. It got to be a different. Because if we trying to say man up now, but yet we still got girlfriends, we cheating on our wives, we smoking blunt, we talking about come on over and let's play some dominoes and get all the drinks and stuff like that. How's that different? You giving them the same old thing, but no, come over here and let's do a Bible study. No, or you jump in the car and I'm always listening to gospel music. That's a difference. They be like, man, this dude, this cat used to want to always come to, but he invited you to buy the stuff. Well, you got to, you know, like the guy's toothbrush. No, they showing a difference. They showing a difference. You show a difference when you wear your shirt. No, you don't wear that. You know how we used to wear back in the day? No, you wear a shirt, they be like, what? You know? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. They be like, what? That's a difference. And when they grab hold to that, that's when they speak change. Man, he look different. He don't talk the same language. His haircut different. No, he smells different. He looked different. Man, how you been dressing? Why? Because you change it. You're not the same old person. So that's what we got to see. We got to see change. You know? And he said, after you see the Holy Ghost, baby, that's the change. That's a change on the inside. So, like I was saying, man, I thank you, man, for giving up this opportunity. And I thank you for keeping it real. Because you never know. Somebody listening to you and somebody watching. You think they're not, but somebody listens to you. Somebody waiting for you to fall and make a mistake.
Oh, somebody watching. No, no, it's folks out there watching, cursing and trying to witchcraft you right now. But if you don't let witchcraft in, witchcraft can't have no room up in here.
Yes, sir.
But I want to say this, and I know we got about 3 minutes before the end of this call. So if you want to, you got something to say, dial one right now. But I want to say something you said to me that just talked straight to me. Yes, hold me accountable. I am a Christian. I am a man of God. I serve the Most High. I need to be held accountable. I'm not a unbeliever. You ain't got to be soft with me. You ain't got to look at strategic ways. That's why last week, when you brought this up, it was really resonating to me, is because when we are brothers and we are brothers in Christ and we say we've given our life to Christ, you better tell me, you better check me.
Come on.
Let's take Come away on. That softness that, well, man, you got to be, no. Those were five ways to bring new believers in. But if you're a preacher, a prophet, a pastor, an apostle, a bishop, or anything else, you should be calling people. I need you to hold me accountable. You to hold me accountable. So he hold me accountable. That he hold me accountable. That I don't fall. So let's keep it real. That's what Man Up is saying tonight. This is about you getting yourself right, but then we can all walk together. And when I have something to say, you won't take it wrong.
Come on.
You won't get an attitude. You won't get an attitude because you want to do you. That's why it's important that we give ourselves up and we start doing what God calls us to do. Man, God bless you, man. God bless you. What's going on up there in Wisconsin?
Oh, man, we are trying to get some stuff going here. You know, I'm like I said, I was trying to work out what we can do to look revival and stuff like that. But here's the thing, though, Apostle. I have to give it to you on the real, man. Here's the thing, man. And I'm trying to do what I need to do. But you know what God keeps trying to say? God tells me to say, don't connect with nothing that's not of him. We try, don't connect with, if they don't have the Holy Ghost, don't keep that. How can darkness and light walk together? They can't. How can two walk together unless they agree? And so what God is trying to do here, man, that he's trying to connect us, but he don't want us to be connected to no mess. Because his glory, God wants his glory to shine. God wants his glory to come a bill. God's not looking, God don't want to share his glory with no arrogant folks. So what God's going to do, he's not trying to do no mess. And so every time I try to put something together, God would come up with a word that I would not share my glory with no mess. I'm not in that.
That's why I told you. Look, hold on. That's why I told you day one, we don't need nobody. Find a corner that a lot of people that need to know Jesus go, that come on. We get on that corner, we make some noise, and watch God move. We don't need a church. We don't need organizations. We don't need covenants. We don't need anything. If we're going to do something, let's do it. We'll talk offline. We'll talk offline about that. But yes, sir, but we're going to do this. I am not going to lose that fact because I'm going to preach in Madison, Wisconsin on a corner by a 7-Eleven or Circle K or some kind of whatever kind of store y'all got up there. I am going to do that this year of 2018. It might have to be in the snow. Y'all better get some heaters. We'll do it in the snow. My grandson laughing. He know me. I don't like cold. He laughing. But you know what? I can't stand hot either. I like it just in the middle, comfortable. But no, we ain't giving up on that. But we're not looking for no buildings and churches and stuff. We could go on the corner. All you got to do is get the amp, get some electricity and a tent, and we're going to preach. I'll bring mics and all that, man. I love you, bro. All right, man. Anybody else? 2 minutes. Get involved in this conversation here on Man Up the Movement. This is how we hold ourselves accountable without judgment. See, you see, I started with the ourselves. It's about you. It's about me. It's about us doing better and about us at the end of the day. What have I done to please God? What have I done to go to the next level in him? I'm waiting on Pastor E. You better stop waiting on Pastor E. Pastor E doing what God is telling him to do. Oh, I'm waiting on my bishop. I'm waiting on my organization. You better do what God has called you to do, and you better do it now. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. When?
Now.
When?
Now.
See, I got some background singing right now. When? I love my grandson. He's here. I want to put this out there. On August 18th, we are having a open house for E's Tees for You and a backpack giveaway all together. August 18th, we're going to bless the people of North Long Beach, but we're also going to introduce everybody to our new ministry, E's Tees for You Now. That is at 112 North Long Beach Boulevard. Stop. He's laughing at me. 1112 East Artesia Boulevard, North Long Beach, California, 90805. We have a box in the front for donations. We need paper. We need pens. We need pencils, erasers. You remember when you was a kid? You know the stuff you need at the end of the notebooks. What else we need? What else? Come on. Come here. What else you need for school? Come over here. You tell us. You was at the backpack giveaway this weekend. What did we give away?
Markers, clothes, backpacks, pencils, folders.
What about those little holders you put your pens in? What are they called? Like the little zipper thing. Pencil holder. Let's call it pencil holders. We need everything because we want to do it big here at North Long Beach and also introduce the world to E's Tees for You Now here in North Long Beach. That is August 18th. We got live entertainment. We're going to have food. Billy Bird's Barbecue will be on point, cooking live. We got live entertainment. We got people coming all across the city. We're looking for the mayor to show up from Compton. We're looking for the mayor and the NAACP president. Oh, I threw that seed out there to show up. We're going to be calling council people in North Long Beach and say, we're giving away backpacks. Y'all want to give away something too? You don't know what God is going to do, but we need your help. Don't give up. The flyer will be out tomorrow. We're going to still need your contributions and your donations. And we really appreciate it. We need volunteers. We need setup. We need breakup. We need cleanup. We need all that because my team will be gone on August 12th and the events on August 18th. But did they do a great job? My grandchildren, Zion and Lazaria and Trey, AKA Royal, they came through, and a lot of other covenant partners, Billy Bird's Barbecue, Barbara, a couple of her friends, and the people of that area. Darius was there. We had a bunch of young people sold in, carrying, and setting up. I was so blessed. We need it again. August 18th, come on through. And if you're not in this state, you can help us too. Send a donation, send a package. Go get some cheap paper, put it in a box and mail it. whatever you can do, help us out of this thing. We want to make sure the kids are equipped to go to school this year. Amen. Yeah. Family, know that you are loved. Know that you are honored. Know that you are appreciated. But the most important thing I need you to know is that you are beautifully made by God. And guess what? Don't let nobody else tell you different. You are God's greatest miracle. Start to act like it. And start with loving God.
Yeah, I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
Joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at provoke2000now.com to make all financial donations. provoke2000now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.